talk about JT O'Sullivan's development?
I was his first year starting in the league. It's his first year with us. We picked him up in the offseason as a free agent from Detroit. He had a good training camp, earned the job. We had an open competition between two quarterbacks, and then we made it three and added JT to the mix. He won the job on the field. Gives us our best chance to win. He's had a decent season. The last couple of weeks, he struggled a little bit. Turnovers. We've had thrown a couple of interceptions the last few weeks that have hurt us. We'll get challenged obviously this week with Jim Johnson and his defense and the blitzes and those things, and a lot of good players obviously. But he's done a good job thus far. But again, quarterbacks are measured on winning, and so we got to get back on a winning track.
You had a competition pretty much in training camp between three guys. How difficult was it to come up with one?
Well, it is difficult because you need to have repetitions to be part of the competition. And with three guys, it's difficult. With the amount of reps that each guy gets, it just makes it a little more difficult to evaluate. It's, mm-hmm. There's been a lot of two-man races, but there's seldom been a three-man race. But every time he got the chance, he showed that he was very capable and competent to do the job, so we had to add him in the mix. And as it turned out, he won the job. But it was a difficult decision, but he, like I said, he's clearly the guy that won.
What set him apart?
I would just say his ability to move the ball, get first downs, score points, those things, decision-making, just all that.
How difficult is it for a guy? I mean, he came from a small school. He kind of bounced around. Sometimes you probably think you're never going to get your shot. What was his attitude like, and how difficult was that ascent for him?
Well, it'd be a good question to ask him as far as how difficult it was, but it is, about half the quarterbacks in the NFL were either late round or free agent players anyway. So the position is, in a silly way, is almost like the kicker. A lot of kickers bounce around before they actually stick and get good at their craft. Quarterbacks, in some respect, are the same way. If you're not a Peyton Manning, the first guy in the draft that's thrown a lot of balls in college and done all that, earns a job. Otherwise, there's a lot of guys that just have worked their way up. And mm-hmm. JT's one of those guys that worked his way up to get his opportunity now. Now he has to make the most of it, obviously.
And do you think he can be kind of one of those bloomers, like maybe a Tony Romo, small school guy?
We can only hope so.
Coach, can you talk a little bit about the impact that Dakia Spikes has had on your defense, both as from a leadership standpoint and production?
Mm-hmm. Well, he's the same guy that I think he was recognized as being there. He's a very quality person. He's a good player. He's a solid guy. He has an impact on the people around him. He doesn't just come and play and go home and he's done with the job. He tries to have an impact on the entire football team. Very positive individual. I'm glad he's on our football team. He's done a very nice job the last couple weeks. He's had an interception the last 2 weeks and has played well. He's gotten back in the starting lineup because of it. So I think he's been a good addition for us.
Mike, what's been the major issue with the secondary and pass coverage?
Well, the last 2 weeks we've given up some big plays, some explosive plays down the field. Lack of concentration, some of it's been technique. But overall, I would say it's just